Love to see that lock signal.
Yeah. No, it means everything's working.
It means everything's working. When we don't have the lock signal, we have problems. It's GlossCast 292.
Whoa.
We have Heath Ellis in the house. First time podcast.
First time. Good morning, everybody.
I'm going to talk about a couple different subjects with him.
Okay, great.
We also have Captain Stan and Daisy Nell here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Kim
morning,
Smith is with me.
Good morning, Gloucester.
And we have some other people that are going to pop in.
Okay, great.
Some mystery guests.
Mystery guests, okay.
Something like that. First off, I wanted to mention Cape Ann Community Cinema. I'll have tickets for you guys. I'm going to pass them out now so I don't forget. I always end up forgetting.
Yeah.
There's tickets for Cape Ann Community Cinema, if you guys want to go.
Oh, boy.
That's for you, and those for you. They're kind enough to give our guests tickets when you come in, and so we like to give them a shout out. Their schedule is at the top of the blog all the time, and the link to their website to see what's playing at the cinema is in the show notes as well. So shout out to them. Scooter Festival is coming up. It's Labor Day weekend.
Oh, it's Labor Day weekend.
And I heard that there's something different this year. Every year must be a little bit different, but I heard, I hope I'm not saying something that's false.
I'll correct you.
Okay, you'll correct me if I'm wrong. Are they putting temporary floats in between the building center and where the Empire Fish used to be?
In between the Gloucester House and the building center. Off of I-4-C-2.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Off of I-4-C-2, schooners.
Oh. Yes, all this visibility is part of our plan to expand the festival so that there's more public access. That's been a big goal, to be able to have more people be able to actually see the boats, get up close, see a real live captain, see a real boat. Wow. One of the things about the Schooner Festival, it is the genuine, this is a real fishing schooner or a replica of a significant schooner. This year, the other big news is that Blue Nose is coming back for the first time in a long time. Blue Nose will be here. Columbia will be here.
Blue Nose 2.
Right.
Blue Nose 2, which is actually, a 2-foot by 2-foot section of the keel that
yes.
they built around?
Yeah, we call that 2.2. Blue Nose 2.2.
So will they be in a category of their own? Like when they're racing, like who's in that category?
Blue Nose will not be racing.
Oh, okay.
It's in their bylaws. They really can't race.
Oh, okay.
So well, they have a record to protect. They don't want to. They think they've never lost, so they don't want to start now.
Okay.
They never lost a series.
Yeah. We can talk about that all day long. Who didn't win. But that's, you know,
so
that's
going to stay Columbia and Adventure. They're in their own.
No, Columbia, boats that are newer.
Okay.
Because Columbia was built in 2014. It's a replica
okay.
of the 1923 Essex-built schooner Columbia. That's in its own category. If there was another newer schooner, and we hope there will be, we think there will be, that we have a separate trophy for the Columbia trophy. It's the Columbia trophy we're naming for the 1923 Columbia, because it was such a significant schooner. And this one that has been coming for the last four years, is a replica, but it's steel.
Right.
And it's all, from the deck up, it's all traditional rigging, but their winches are electric, and they are a very fast boat. So this is really not fair for them to be competing against the 1893 Lenny G. Howard, for example. although the American Eagle, built in 1931, they think they could probably beat Columbia with the right wind. But that's the Columbia Trophy.
Interesting.
And the rest of them race for the Cup.
He's just shaking his head. Not a chance.
We're talking bragging rights here.
Yeah.
This is schooner captains.
The American Eagle used to offload fish here.
Mm. Oh,
do you ever
good.
See the video? Someone had a video of
Andrew
them.
Andrew and Rosalie, right?
What's that?
Andrew and Rosalie. That was the name of the boat when she was a dragger.
The American Eagle?
Yep, she was a dragger.
The American Eagle tech out here, the Piscatello family.
Yeah.
It might have been that name before it was the American Eagle, but when they before it got sold to become a schooner, back into a schooner, it was the American Eagle.
Right.
And we have video of, I think it's early 80s, of them. The Today Show,
oh,
my
I
Uncle
think
Charlie
I have seen
and my
that.
And my father offloading them you know, right out front here. But they did a really nice job with that boat.
And that's why John Foss, the captain, that's why he brings American Eagle back every year, even though there's a windjammer days are happening in right in his neck of the woods in Maine, Camden schooner days. It's a big deal there, but he loads up people from Maine, takes them across state lines, brings them into Gloucester where they're captive for the weekend, and he feeds them lobster, and he has them join the parade, and they go out and race. They do really well. He's a really wonderful guy, and so he wants to be part of this Gloucester scene every year, which is really great.
It's tremendous.
Picture. So he does it overnight. He gets here, and he has a big lobster bake on Saturday night, and then they're here for the parade and the race, and then they go back to Maine after the awards.
So that those new temporary floats, are they going to be floating without a gangway or ramp, or is there going to be is people going to be able to get on the boats from that?
There is a temporary ramp down there to get to the concrete floats that are already, you know, there's a pier, and then there are some floats, there are some fishing vessels down there. We're building a little wedge, and then we're building these 240 feet out in sort of an angle. There'll be all that linear dock space on the inside and the outside, and yes, wow. People will be able to get down there. Some boats will be open for deck tours.
It'll be accessible through the existing ramp.
Right. Okay. That was the question. Yeah. So it's not going to be floating in the middle. That they'd have to get. You know. People will be able to get down there to check out those boats.
No, there'll be spud barges. They're attached with those. You know, things look like telephone poles that stick into those.
Oh, I gotcha.
And
yeah.
So those go in with a
right into the mud.
Yep, they go right into the mud. So, and that's why one of the reasons why Beauport Hospitality Group was gave us the money they gave us this year. They're our main sponsor, and that was to help us expand the festival, not just for the floating piers. The new floats, and they're just temporary.
Beauport Hospitality Group, Jim Davis, the guy that built the hotel that so many people railed against.
Well, you know what?
What do you mean? You're telling me that they're doing more for our community? Those terrible people that employ all those people and built that beautiful hotel and provided all those jobs. They you mean to tell me that they're bringing more? They're giving more money to our city?
What
horrible people!
They wanted to make sure that they like the idea of our education initiative. They like the idea of an education because we give a scholarship, and to have a young person go off to school and they like that aspect of educating the public and teaching them about the authentic story of Gloucester. It's not
they do
fake news.
They do
this
a
is
lot.
The real thing. And
they
so
do a lot of good. They do a lot
of
good.
Really,
and that was the point.
Stepped up and.
Hey, Mark Ring just stepped in. Were you the one who told me about the floats that they were going to be putting between I-4
yeah.
C2? Yeah, she was just explaining to me. They're going to have spuds that go down, and people are going to be able to access those boats.
From I-4 C Trouble.
And did you know that the Beauport Hospitality Group gave the money to, was the main sponsor for all that to happen?
I knew it was funded. I wasn't sure who it was, but good for them.
Yeah.
That's
why that hotel is so awesome.
That was what we were just talking about.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, how horrible those people are that donate money after money after money to fix up all the athletic fields and everything else.
Bring all those people to town with pockets full of money and they leave empty.
I know, it's just unbelievable.
Well, no, that's great that we have obviously other local sponsors, the Dusky Foundation, the Fort Ipswich Bank, and the Institution for Savings. A lot of really generous people, local sponsors, restaurants. It's
one of the best festivals in the whole north of Boston.
And it is. I think what the whole point is too is that we're trying to have it. And yes, it's a festival for one weekend out of every year, but it has a ripple effect. You know, pardon the metaphor, but it has a ripple effect throughout the entire year because people learn so much. The boulevard on Sunday morning is just jammed with people. They want to learn. What it is, I mean, every year people say to me, you know, come on, what is a schooner? What is a schooner? I mean, I've heard the name and so forth. And so I explain all that. We see the boats. I don't load them down with history, but we give, you know, each boat has their moment when they come by. But people love this.
They absolutely do.
This is our cultural
on many different levels. And there's so many different ways to enjoy it. If you're a photographer, There's no more visually stunning weekend to be in Gloucester than this weekend, than Schooner Festival weekend.
Right.
To participate, a lot of people don't know. A lot of these boats, are you going to be offering people could pay to actually participate in the race?
Absolutely. We sell tickets to be on the boat and part of the race.
I can't imagine. I wish I didn't have to work that day because it would be
thrilling.
I mean, thrilling. Yeah. And Kim's videos, when she does the videos.
Oh, yeah.
And it is so... It's like, is this like a Pixar animated? Can this really be happening? Boats crisscrossing, and when you're looking at it,
and the sails, and the, you know, all that.
It's incredible.
And of course, you know, the water cannon and the cannons fired off, and then the excitement of people being able to get out to Eastern Point and see the races. I mean, you know, people always make fun of a sailboat race, saying it's like watching paint dry. You know, it's not thrilling, but we designed the race to be shaped more like a paperclip than a triangle, meaning you can go out, if boats go out and back, so it's a spectator race.
Yeah.
You go out and back, and everybody's so into it. And, you know, yes, it's competitive, but it's you feel like you're in the middle of one of those movies like Windjammer, where the sails are filled with wind and people are on the edge of their seats and they're look. You can, you know, you pass each other by and it's, you know, you're seeing people just having a experience of a lifetime.
So my recommendation, I would pause the podcast at this point. I would go to www.schooner.org and I would purchase tickets to get on Heath's boat for the Schooner Festival, for the race especially.
What is the name of Heath's boat?
The Thomas E. Lennon.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. Well, the start of the race is probably the most exciting part because it's not like a car race where everybody stops and then goes. It's a full-on running start where everybody's trying to be in the same spot of the race course at the same time going full speed to get the cleanest air. And so you have a couple dozen schooners converging on that point while a cannon goes off.
Yes.
It's pretty exciting.
And that is from when you're standing at Eastern Point, right? That's what you can see if you're at Eastern Point, or if you're on a boat, there'll be some other.
We try to keep it clear of boats that aren't participating because there's always somebody who thinks I must be a schooner even though I have pontoons. But we do try to keep people off the starting line.
Was it a couple years ago when there was like a ton of wind? What was it like that? Two or three years ago?
Yeah, it was
a big sea kicked up too.
Yes.
Oh my God!
We were putting the bowsprit under the water on the land a few times, so it makes it better for us because we're one of the bigger, heavier boats in our class.
Right.
So we carried our four lower sails full, where other smaller boats had to start shortening the sails. So that's what the Lannan really loves is when it's blowing hard and rough. Because we kind of steam through those big waves.
Not all the spectators. I
hope you know my dream. My dream is that one day, maybe one day I'll be able to retire, and I can go on the Lannan to when they go down to Baltimore. You know, on that trip, and hang out with the guys, drink rum all night, wake up in the morning, cook. You know what I mean?
Make that happen.
Then roll into the city.
Make that dream come true.
Roll into the city and just I want that. I dream of it. But this is the time of year I have to be down the dock. I don't have any time to do that. But one of the first year when if I haven't got dementia like my dad, but the first year I get to be retired, that's the first bucket list thing I want to do.
You're gonna do?
I'll put you on the top of the list.
Oh, please. Please do. We've talked about the Lannan, obviously my favorite boat. What other boats are going to be participating?
Well, we have Blue Nose coming this year. Blue Nose 2, Columbia will be here, American Eagle, Lynx is coming back. And that's the, they call it the tall ship Lynx.
That's beautiful.
It's
too.
Hi. It's a replica from an 1812 era. So it's exciting. It's a super long bowsprit.
Does it have square sails too?
There's one square sail. Yes.
Sail.
In fact, the painting that John Caggiano did this year for our poster features the Lynx.
Okay.
So it's in, you can see that big square topsail. And they're a wonderful family that are coming here too. The Peacock family that owns that boat and runs that.
Is the Roseway coming?
Roseway will be here, yes. Roseway's coming. Letty G. Howard, the oldest of our schooners from Essex, is out in the Great Lakes, so she's not coming this year.
Was there a chance that the Letty G was that in New York, and there was like a lot, it was tied up in the seaport?
Yeah, South Street Seaport.
And wasn't there a chance that like they just didn't have the funding, or it was gonna like, there was issues with it, right?
Well, the name a schooner of that era that doesn't have issues. I mean, when you get to have a 90 or 100 year old or a 115 year old boat, you know, that the funding is constant. You can never let your guard down. And who has linear dock space to keep a boat like that up and running? It takes a lot of donations and caring public. And we look at Adventure. And if there was a time when another schooner could have come here and been another Essex schooner that needed funding, Adventure would have been, it would have sidestepped, and that can't happen. I mean, it's we have an obligation with Adventure here. So if there was ever a chance that Letty G. Howard had to find another home, same with Ernestina, it would, you know, that would take a whole different pocket of money. And it's hard enough, you know, all these big schooners are dependent upon people caring enough to preserve the history.
That's why I always give props to Heath and Tom and Harold.
Because they
put their balls on the line, and they made, that's a business. It's like they rely on paying customers, and they've made a go of it, and they don't. And that's why I'm so, like, throughout the year, I give them so much support, because as a small business owner, like, I love other small business owners who, you know, take that risk and put that effort in, and they don't rely on the public dollars. You know what I mean? That's why I give them so much props.
What is an important part of that formula are places like the nonprofit organizations. Adventure's a nonprofit. The Schooner Festival is a program of Maritime Gloucester. So we're sort of like the benevolent landlords down there, where we run this as a program so that people who are running a business can actually benefit from it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they do, we hope. We hope everybody benefits from it. But, you know, our Maritime Gloucester's goal is mission is more of an education nature, of course. But we have the heritage, and we have the whole goal of the preservation and stewardship of the harbor. And this is part of the story, but this is a much sexier part of the story, to see a gorgeous schooner going by and to have all the excitement and the flags are flying during the weekend. For Schooner Weekend, and it gives us a chance to just all of us to celebrate who we are, what we did, how we got here, and how we can keep it going.
Can you run down the days and times for people to come to see different
here
things?
It is in a nutshell. The 31st of August, Friday before of Labor Day weekend, Blue Nose arrives. There'll be a whole flotilla of boats coming in. People will be chartering boats at charter. You can probably take a ride on one of these boats if you look up their website. I know the land is taking people out. I'm sure
Does Schooner Festival have a website that has
this? Yes.
Okay, so I'll link to that as well.
GloucesterSchoonerFestival.net
yep.
and MaritimeGloucester.org.